The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Customers.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, folks? I was just having a weird thought a moment ago. The Don Crow Show. Of course, I spell my name not C-R-O-W or C-R-O-W-E, as many expect, but I spell it K-R-O-A-H, and don't ask me why. There's a story behind it that's apocryphal. I'm not sure. My dad said that supposedly years and years ago, back during the Civil War period, our forebears were down in the South, didn't want to fight on the side of the Confederates, so they went north and changed the spelling of their name to K-R-O or K-R-O-A-H or K-R-O-H, whatever. But one president of the college that I attended just could never quite handle the lack of two syllables. He insisted on Croa. So that's okay. He was the president. He called me whatever he wanted. But I just thought it would be clumsy if we had to say this is the Don Crow Showa. So everything works out well. Anyway, yeah. Oh, and I'm off on medication, I guess. look, we got to find rays of sunshine and a little bit of humor in the midst of all of this mess, huh? We're glad you're with us, as always. And as a matter of fact, I want to start today's show by just saying some very big thank yous to those of you who've been calling or going online to partner with us here at WAVA and, of course, the great ministry Save the Children in our goal to provide food for children in our country, kids who ordinarily receive their daily nourishment through the school lunch programs throughout the public or government schools, private schools, Christian schools, all affected by this because these are the connection points for these children in better times. But as you know, COVID-19 has shut down almost everything and especially shut down our school systems. So 30 million children have been affected by the lack of being able to get daily nutrition. And that's why ministries like Save the Children are stepping in the gap and saying, look, we've got to help change this. We've got to help feed these kids. So what we've been telling you is that your gift, for example, of $100 will feed a boy or girl through the school lunch program that ordinarily would be in place, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days. $100 bill will do that. $300 does it for a month. A $1,000 gift will do it for the entire summer. And we've been having some wonderful gifts come in, but we're a long way from where we need to be. So I did want to take a moment at the start of the show today to thank you and pass along the number to call with your gift. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. And if you want to go online, there's a banner there, Save the Children. Click on that or just enter the keyword children, and that will get you where you need to be. Now, let me say some thank yous in the meantime. These are some folks who've been either calling or going online, and I'm sure there are others that we don't have the names for it yet, but I do want to say thank you to you who have called or gone online. Yvette in Lanham, a $100 gift, And as I said, that feeds a child for 10 days, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sulachama in Burtonsville, $100 gift. $50 from Bailey in Charlotte Hall. $100 from Sherilyn Bowie. $100 gift from the just first initials, all they gave, and we don't use last names. So C in Pikesville, Maryland, $100 gift. A $500 gift from Jacqueline in Ashburn. Let me see here. What else do we have? $50 from Sharon in Bowie and a $100 gift from Linda in Fairfax. Now, those are incredible gifts, obviously, every single one of them. And as we've been telling you, if you can only give, you say, I can only give $10, should I call? Well, of course you should. Of course, because it all goes together to make up the difference as others team up with you. I love this. I've said it often. I love how God has constructed charitable work in its truest form, and especially when it flows out of a Christian heart, and that is he's created interdependence. None of us can do it all by ourselves, but together we can see great things accomplished, and that's what you're doing right now. So the $500 gift, my goodness, what is that? That takes care of a child for at least half the summer. A $1,000 gift does that for the entire summer, or if you want to put it another way, that $500 takes care of feeding a child breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 days, almost a month and a half. You get the point. Anything you can give is going to make a difference. We thank you for that. Number to call again is 888-884-4836 or online at WAVA.com. Now, we also know that there's a great need, above all the needs in our country, and while the debates are going on, do we need police? Do we need more police? Do we need less police? Do we need no police? You may have caught Tony Evans' comment yesterday when I just mentioned briefly that Montgomery County's flirting with that idea, and basically he said that's insane. That's crazy. It's disaster. But we'll go into those details more in future shows. My point is the thing we really need, folks, is prayer. And that could become trite for people to say, we need to pray about this. No, we really need to pray. And pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffress has written another book, this one called Praying for America. 40 inspiring stories and prayers for our nations just out. And in just a couple of minutes, he's going to join us to talk about that book. And then next hour, as we've been doing throughout the last week and a half or so, we're intentionally bringing some leaders from the African-American community to this microphone, Christian leaders who speak with integrity and speak, not necessarily all agreeing, but speak from hearts that love people and love the Lord and love this country. We've had some great voices so far, as you know, and we're going to have another one coming up next hour, Pastor Bukas Sterling III. And now in his 21st year as pastor, senior pastor of Kettering Baptist Church in Upper Marlboro, and of course host of the radio program Kettering Baptist Church with Bukas Sterling that you hear Sundays here on WAVA and also Sirius XM. All those details ahead in the next hour as well. But that's just some of what we have planned for the afternoon, and I hope you can stay with us. We'll be right back.
Since this whole quarantine thing started, we've gotten the chance to chat with around 2,000 of you radio listeners. And here's what we've heard. You wouldn't believe how many puzzles we've done. Who would have thought family driveway tennis could be so much fun? And I'm pretty sure I've watched over 100 episodes of Seinfeld. The other thing we've seen is families across the country doing major work on their homes. Dream basements, backyard makeovers, swimming pools, or shelves, and more shelves for organization. The home is officially a bigger deal than ever. And the cool thing is, for many of us, home values have gone up the last few years, meaning you could have equity sitting in your home that you could cash out to put in, say, the greatest driveway tennis court of all time. If that's you, our Faith and Family Mortgage team has a direct lender advantage, and we'd love to help. We or United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over the life of the loan.
Folks, did you know that right here in America, every day, more than 30 million children rely on school for food, eating breakfast or lunch, oftentimes both meals at school. But with schools closed and summer programs shuttered, many families are being hard-pressed to keep their children from going hungry. That's where you and I come in. For more than 100 years, Save the Children has been meeting the needs of children and families all over the world, as well as right here at home, every day and in times of crisis. And right now, with your help, we're making sure that children here in the United States get the nutrition they need until school is back in session. Your gift of $100 will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 out-of-school children for a day. Would you call 888-884-4836 right now? Your one-time gift of just $100 will feed 10 hungry children with Save the Children. That number's 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com, keyword children.
This is Michael Medved at MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. Angry protesters want to turn public sentiment against the police, but their ugly tactics remind all sane observers how much we need the cops. Rioting, looting, arson, Molotov cocktails, graffiti, and vandalism show how vulnerable all citizens would be without the courage of police officers who put their lives on the line every day. Sure, you can find examples of bad or poorly trained cops, but they're far more rare in police ranks than our violent criminal elements in the ranks of the demonstrators. In a difficult moment, a time when Americans can't decide whether to emphasize economic recovery or continued precautions against COVID-19, the nationwide rioting harms both hopes. No wonder most Americans love and value our police officers, without whom decent lives and livable cities could not exist. I'm Michael Medved.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. In his latest book, just now being released, my guest this hour observes that our great nation is in the midst of critical events, the likes of which we've never seen before. And in these increasingly divided times leading up to the critical, the very critical, as we all know, 2020 election, I agree with him. Now more than ever, we need to be joined together, brought together around one focus, and that is praying for our country. He's written a book called Praying for America. It's his latest. And in it, he observes that the great nation, look, is ready to move forward, but only by God's help, because otherwise I think we're in deep trouble. Joining us to talk about it, Dr. Robert Jeffress, as you know, senior pastor of the 14,000-member First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, Fox News contributor. We love his program, Pathway to Victory, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the evening, right here on WAVA-FM. Also, by the way, 5:30 to 6 p.m. on Sirius XM Channel 131, Family Talk Radio. And Dr. Jeffress, as always, a delight to welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Well, great to be back with you, Don. Thanks.
Now, what about this latest book? Couldn't be more timely, of course. What prompted you in particular to write it?
Well, you know how these books work. You start planning and writing it usually about 18 months before the publication date. So 18 months ago, I looked forward to this time and saw, you know, we'll probably be in a very contentious run-up to an election, and we need to come together as believers. What I couldn't foresee, Don, was a worldwide pandemic that would bring the world to its knees, or, you know, rioting in 28 cities of our country, and along with peaceful protests. I didn't see what was ahead, but God saw it, and I think he knew that more than ever we need to be praying for our country. And what I do in this book, Don, is every chapter, there are 40 chapters, and they're very short, 3 or 4 pages. I begin with a true story from American history about how faith has made a difference in the destiny of our nation. Stories from the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the Civil Rights Movement. And then I suggest a prayer to pray at the end of the chapter for one aspect of American life, for first responders, a prayer for law enforcement officials, for the families of America, for churches, and so forth, so that maybe Christians will think about taking a couple of minutes every day for 40 days to pray for the nation we love.
You know, as you mentioned, the historic aspects of this, I'm sure you and I both remember early on. I remember years ago reading or hearing somewhere, probably read it somewhere, that really part of the intrinsic communist agenda in countries in which it went to influence and change the control of those countries, one of the approaches was to try to separate that country from its history. And it seems to me that's been ongoing here in America. There's been ongoing aggressive efforts over the decades recently to separate us from the true roots of our Christian, our Judeo-Christian heritage, to the point where some people say that never existed. And that's really we've paid a price for that loss, haven't we?
Well, we have. I mean, the secularist will tell you, the left, they have rewritten American history to tell our children that America was founded by mainly secularists whose absolutely overarching goal was to create a nation that was completely separated from any hint of spirituality, and its number one principle for guiding the future of the country was not to allow faith to seep into public life in any way. And I tell people, Don, that version of American history belongs right up there with George Washington and the cherry tree. It never happened. I mean, the truth is, America was founded predominantly, not exclusively, but predominantly by Christians who believed that the future success of our nation depended upon our fidelity to God and His Word. And you see this in story after story that I tell in Praying for America. And one byproduct of this book, Don, is if you'll sit down and read it to your children and grandchildren, these stories, they'll hear something I guarantee they will never hear in the public schools.
As we're talking about the history of the church again, and of the country, certainly a lot of people today may not realize that whereas today the culture is increasingly trying to marginalize the church, marginalize the voice of pastors, whether local pastors or global and national pastors such as yourself, and telling us we're really not relevant anymore. That really was part of the birthing process of this country. Some of our greatest leaders and voices came out of the pulpits.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the history of our country, Don. It was the Black Robed Regiment, a group of pastors who led the way in the American Revolution. It was a group of pastors who led the way in the abolition of slavery. It's the pastors like Dr. Martin Luther King who led the way in the civil rights movement. You know, when people say, well, I don't think pastors ought to get involved in politics, I say, oh, so you think Dr. King was wrong to lead a civil rights movement?
Yeah.
Look, our faith ought to impact every part of our life, including our politics. And some of the greatest agents for change, needed change in America, was Christians who believed that their faith had more to do with their life than just what they did in 1 hour on Sunday morning in the church house.
What do you counsel churches and pastors, because you pastor now a growing and large church, now at 14,000 members, and I'm sure still growing. On the other hand, it's, I have no doubt, a very diverse church congregation.
Yes.
In every sense of the word. How do you as a pastor address that in ways that find balance and don't offend people, but still take a stand on some of these issues?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm preaching through the book of Revelation right now, and I was in Revelation 17 this week that talked about the unholy alliance between false religious system in the end times. It's called the Harlot of Babylon and the Antichrist, and she was riding him, and John couldn't tell who was controlling whom. And I think there can be an unholy alliance between the church and government if we're not careful. I told our church Sunday, we are not an extension of the Republican National Committee. That is not the purpose of First Baptist Church Dallas. Our church is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we ought to do everything we can to influence God-honoring policies in our nation. God blesses a nation that reverences him. God judges a nation that disobeys him and ignores him. So to the extent we can influence our government leaders to follow God's way, we ought to do that. But we should not so closely identify with a political party that people can't tell the difference.
In these current times, we've heard Rahm Emanuel's quote repeated again and again, never waste a crisis. And I've said in reflection on that and response to it, God doesn't waste crises either. And I would like you to speak to what God may well be saying to us, because none of this caught our Lord by surprise. The pandemic or the violence in our streets or the tragic murder of an innocent man, a man who certainly did not deserve what happened to him.
Right.
How do you see God perhaps using these things, these events, to get our attention and maybe turn the nation around?
I think God is using this to show how utterly helpless we really are without him. I mean, we lived under this illusion that we were in control of our lives. I think the coronavirus dispelled that illusion. I think about all the things I had planned to do this spring. I didn't do one of them. I was doing something else. So I think this has brought people to question about who's in control of their life. It's brought them to the realization that man does not have the answer for every problem, whether it's racial injustice or a coronavirus. And I think hopefully it's going to point people to God. And Don, the good news is people are turning to faith in God. I mean, in the last 12 weeks when our church was shut down, we opened again this last Sunday, but in those 12 weeks, we saw 18,000 people come to faith in Jesus Christ through our Pathway to Victory program and our online programming. And I'm hearing those reports everywhere. So what Satan meant for evil, God used for good. And by the way, that's one of the things I encourage us to pray for and praying for America. One of the 40 things is to pray for spiritual revival, that we would take opportunity of this great chance we have to share the gospel.
Folks, we're talking about a brand new book, Praying for America, 40 Inspirational Stories and Prayers for Our Nation. I know you can get it at Amazon.com, my friend, because I've already ordered a couple of copies myself. But talk about why you chose 40 prayers. What's the significance of the 40 days of prayer? I think it's a great idea, but tell folks where that's coming from.
Well, it's not a magical number, but it is repeated in Scripture a lot. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness being tested. 40 days the spies were in the land of Israel. I just thought that it is probably more intensive than 30 days to say we're going to pray 40 days. But Don, one thing I want people to know, this is not a laborious prayer guide. This is most of all an inspiring book about how faith can make a difference in our nation now as it has in the past. And hopefully it will encourage people to take a couple of minutes every day and to pray for the country we love.
And you include not just the country itself and its political and ideologic and other problems, but you talk about such issues that are very close to all of us, marriage, education, sanctity of life. That's all included in this 40-day prayer attack, right?
Right. To pray for America is to pray for every aspect of our life, our homes, our marriages, our churches, and for our unity, and even with those with whom we disagree. So there are a lot of different aspects to it.
Talk about, in this last couple of minutes, why you, after all your years of ministry, you've seen it in action, you've seen prayer work in your own ministry and church. Why do you believe this is, in fact, the weapon of choice for believers if we want to do anything to save the country?
You know, we tend to treat prayer as a last resort. When all else fails, pray. Even Abraham Lincoln blessed his so-called America, called prayer, our last best hope. Well, I disagree with Honest Abe. I think it's our first best hope. You know, there are many things we can do for our country or for other aspects of our lives, many good things we can do after we have prayed, but there's nothing of importance we can do until we have prayed. And I just hope this isn't a cop-out book to say just pray and nothing else, but remember that prayer has a way of moving the hand of God into doing something he might not otherwise do.
One quick final question. I know some folks in their minds are asking, well, how did that first service back regathered go for you in Dallas, because even around this area, very few churches have moved in that direction yet?
You know, Don, to be honest with you, I was dreading it. I thought it would be so unnatural not having a filled auditorium and people wearing masks. I wasn't that excited about getting in there until I got into the worship center. I couldn't hold back the tears. It was such a moving experience to be back with God's people. So I encourage people to open their churches when they can, open safely, but open as soon as possible.
Thank you, my friend, for being with us and all that you've done to strengthen all of us through the years with your writings and with your ministry. We love you and we appreciate you and everybody in Dallas at First Baptist.
Well, I appreciate you, Don. Thanks for what you're doing.
Again, Dr. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor of a great church in Dallas, Texas. And this book is called Praying for America, 40 Inspirational Stories and Prayers for Our Nation. You can find out more about his ministry at ptv.org. But as I already said earlier, I know the book's available at Amazon and no doubt other sources as well.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance. SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you...
...who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Business owners and managers can get a free open for business listing at WAVA.com. Click on Shop Local.
I did this weird thing as a kid. I would fall asleep with my blanket completely over my head, with only my mouth and nose poking out the side. I guess I liked the protection that the blanket offered while still being a fan of breathing. I think a lot of us are feeling that way today, juggling how to handle the protection that our homes give us with a desire to get out and breathe a little bit. At our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, we don't have the end answer on how to best handle our current world, but we are pretty good at mortgages. If you're thinking of getting out and making that new home purchase you've been dreaming about, our company's Direct Lender Advantage can often get you a lower rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Or, if you decide to hunker down at home a bit longer and want to use that time and some of your home equity to do some sweet home upgrades, our Direct Lender Advantages may help with that too. We our United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charge may be higher for life of loan.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Hi, it's Chuck with A-Action. This is a message of faith and hope. I've had my share of challenges. There were times I didn't know if I'd make it. I recall Matthew 6, where Jesus told his disciples, "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? So don't worry about tomorrow, for God has his plan for all of us. Be thankful, fellow Christians, for we live in the greatest God-favored country there has ever been. Through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive."
Grace to You with John MacArthur is heard Monday through Friday at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
This report is sponsored by Bob Evans Dinner Signs. In the district, traffic is at a crawl as you make your way westbound on the Southeast Southwest Freeway due to a work zone by between the 3rd Street Tunnel, Exit 6, and 6th and 7th Street, Exit 5. As you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the left lane there is blocked and traffic is currently stop and go. The Bob Evans Farm family of products wants to remind you to drive sensibly as you get behind the wheel a bit more now. Drive smart and drive safely to shop at your local grocery store for Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Partly cloudy skies for tonight, the low 76. Partly sunny tomorrow, hot and humid, becoming breezy in the afternoon with a high of 94. Breezy tomorrow evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and humid with a shower or thunderstorm around, the low 77. Variably cloudy and humid Thursday with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Breezy in the morning, the high 85. Less humid Friday, periods of clouds and sun, the high 87. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Folks, we still have some work to do to feed children right here in our own great country of America. And I know you often say, well, we love feeding children wherever they're hungry. We love caring for them. We've had wonderful campaigns on behalf of children all over the globe. And you are so generous in that regard time and again. But this time it's our turn, so to speak, in that our own children, some 30 million children, rely on school for food. I mean, that's breakfast and lunch, oftentimes both at school. And now we've teamed up with Save the Children to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for as many of these kids as we can, since they're not getting that food through the school system right now due to the shutdown from COVID-19. So as we proceed into a bit of the campaign for this next 25 minutes, I hope you will proceed to the phone, if you will, or maybe the website, and you'll make a generous gift to help us feed as many of these kids as we can. I thank you so much for doing something. The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Making a difference in the world, I mean that. I say that most sincerely, folks. You really are changing a child's life, rescuing a child, as we team up with this great ministry known as Save the Children. And Scott Wilder's here with me to confirm what I'm saying. It's a great ministry that's been doing this for a century plus. And Scott, I was just looking during the break at an article I came across from a couple of years ago. It's called The Joy of Giving Lasts Longer Than the Joy of Getting. In two studies, two psychology researchers, Ed O'Brien of the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and Samantha Kazier of the Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management, found that participants' happiness did not decline or decline much slower if they repeatedly bestowed gifts on others versus repeatedly getting those same gifts themselves. Mm-hmm. And their conclusion was, if you want to sustain happiness over time, past research tells us that we need to take a break from what we're currently consuming and experience something new, which is finding ways to give. And as a matter of fact, repeated giving, even in identical ways to identical others, may continue to cause a feeling of refreshing and pleasure more than the more we do it.
Maybe you've never done this before. Maybe you've never given to something like this before. And maybe you always felt like, well, I just can't. I can't do it. But maybe this time you say, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to say I can't. I'm just going to do it. $10. It doesn't matter what the amount is. I mean, we say a lot of times, it's not about how much, it's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives. It's about how many of us will say, you know, I want to be a part of it today. I think that's the fun of it for me, is to have everybody feel like we all participated in doing something wonderful together. So maybe you've never done it before. Maybe this is the perfect time for you to do it. Or maybe you've done it before again and again and again, and for whatever reason, you can't do it right now. Could I just ask you to pray extra hard that someone that maybe that's never done it before will come in, come in off the bench and be a part of it and say, you know what, I'm going to be in the game this time, in the game, not just on the team, not on the bench. I don't care about having the jersey. I just want to be in the game. And so today, maybe you would be that person that would be able to pray someone off the bench. And again, if you are blessed, if you have a job right now, you're blessed. We talked a little bit before in a previous broadcast about, you know, God's blessings that come to us are not intended to stay with us. They're intended to come, not blessings to flow to us, but to flow through us. That's how we know we're being Jesus with skin on, is if we take whatever God is providing and we simply let them flow through us. We're conduits through which those blessings can flow to others. God will continue to send blessings to us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. And that's not prosperity gospel. It's not name it and claim it. That's just God's way of doing stuff. I've seen it a million times. And by the way, if you can't get on board with that, he'll find somebody who can. He will find someone else who can. That's not a threat. It's just the way it works. That's just the way it works. So today, would you just draw the circle bigger? Look outside yourself. Turn off the TV and the news for just a second and say, you know what? I want to be a part of something good. I want to be a part of something, making something better. I know as a matter of fact that when you provide 10 days worth of meals for one child, that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days. That $100 will make a positive influence at a very important time in our country. In fact, I would even offer, not to overstate this, but in some of the communities that will be impacted most by your giving, this is the perfect time to participate. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. 30 million U.S. school children count on School for Nutrition. They're on the breakfast and lunch program. And having done it myself, having been there, providing those meals, feeding children breakfast, feeding children lunch, feeding children after school, sending children home at the end of the day on Friday with groceries so they can last until Monday, both from parochial schools, but government schools and Christian schools, children that are in need are not just in the, quote, government schools. There are children in need in some private schools, too. And we have the opportunity to come along and say, you know what, we're gonna make a difference today. We do it in Jesus' name. We take a good thing, make it a God thing, simply by doing it in Jesus' name, providing those meals at 888-884-4836. So passing these out in church parking lots, passing these out in school parking lots, passing these out at food banks, food closets. That's what you're doing today with Save a Children. 100,000 meals every day. 888-884-4836. Call right now. 888-884-4836 or at WAVA.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In response to recent events, Adidas announced today that it plans to fill a minimum of 30% of new positions in the U.S. at both Adidas and Reebok with Black and Latino candidates. The sportswear company also said it will invest $20 million in Black communities. Some Black employees at the Adidas U.S. offices recently told the Wall Street Journal that the corporate culture at the German company is far from equitable. Stocks have been going up consistently here in June, but they did take a bit of a pause, particularly in terms of blue chips today. The Dow Jones Industrials retreated 300 points and the S&P 500 fell 25, but the NASDAQ Composite rose another 29 to notch a second straight closing high. Boeing stock had rallied nearly 70% over the past month, but its recent six-session win streak is now over. Shares slid 6% after the company said cancellations continue to exceed new orders. In May, Boeing had 18 deals scrapped, including 14 more orders for 737 MAX jets, but it did have 9 new orders for freighter planes. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away.
So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Don Crow here talking with local expert realtor Christy Moore, and she's sharing some amazing statistics with me.
Don, what most people don't know is that 42% of the properties listed in the DMV will not sell. There are over 115 variables that affect your bottom line when you decide to sell your house. Our team of experts know how to navigate those variables to ensure your home sells at a great price in the time frame you need. With thousands of transactions closed and over 100 years of experience, if you decide to take our advice, you will sell your house. We've sold dozens of homes that didn't sell the first time for at or more than the previous asking price, and typically in less than 30 days.
Contact Christy Moore at 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, contact Christy at 866-404-5858. Why not give her a call right now?
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Well, not to get any too cerebral on this issue, Scott, of the joy of giving, I was looking at another brief column quoting Eric Fromm, the great psychologist, psychiatrist, The Art of Loving. And he said, giving is more joyous than receiving, not because it is a deprivation, but because in the act of giving lies the expression of my aliveness. In other words, the more we invest in other people and other living beings, if you will, it brings a new sense of aliveness to us and our own purposes. And I think all of us, you know, I look at Elijah. His worst time was when he turned within himself out of fear of Jezebel and really went into a funk that caused him to flee into the desert. He became totally self-absorbed, but God called him to get back out of that and get back to ministering to other people. And I think that's part of what we're looking at here in this COVID-19 crisis, a day of hope, if you will, with Save the Children. And we're talking about helping other people.
Yeah, I've been around the world, as you have done, many, many times. I mean, 30 times in the last 25 years, same as you. We have seen so many things, and you know that sometimes the hard thing for me is not to be over there where there is very little, but to come back here, because, number one, I get very quickly assimilated back into my Western Christianity. But the other thing is, it's easy to forget. If it's not in front of you, you think, if it isn't happening here, it isn't happening. But, you know, one of my favorite books of all time is G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy, The Romance of Faith. Mm-hmm. And he talks about in there, he says, how much larger your world would be if you could just become smaller in it.
Wow.
That was a way of 120 years ago of saying you're not the center of the universe. Yep. It's a big world, and the world is bigger if you could just become smaller in it. If you were thinking of yourself less, you would find that it's a pretty amazing, huge world out there that God has created. And when we take our eyes off ourselves and when we can think about others, whether it's providing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for, you know, 10 days or for 1 month or for the whole summer or just a $10 one-time gift or a monthly gift. And when we can do that, we make the world bigger and we make the world better. When we make the world better for somebody, the world gets better for everybody. And today, I mean, if you would just join those who've already called and just say, I want to be a part of it today. We only have about 10 minutes left in our half hour. And I think if we could just do this for 10 more kids, now that may be a lot. It's about $1,000 total. That'd be 10 kids for 10 days would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 children for 10 days would be a total of $1,000. So just take a chunk out of that. I don't care if it's a $25 or $28 or $980. I don't care. But do something. Be a part of it even in the next 10 minutes. Call 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or go online to WAVA.com. It's COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. And what we're doing is we're filling bellies of school children who otherwise would not be getting their, they don't get their breakfast and lunch program from school because school's been canceled, summer school is canceled. Lord willing, in the fall, the school will be back to normal. Looks like there may be a chance that'll be the case, but all I know is if we can get them to September 1st or get them all the way through, you know, the summer, we will be doing them a wonderful service. And God, I think, has prepared us for that. I think the fact that we couldn't go to the movies and we couldn't go out to eat and we got a stimulus direct deposit, we got our tax refund, and we're not driving, so we're not paying gasoline prices like we normally would. All those things combine to provide a little bit of extra money that we then might be able to say, I'm going to peek outside my silo. I'm going to peek outside my cocoon and see if I can help somebody else. And you can. And we give you the chance to do it today. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 or WAVA.com. Stand in the gap with us, would you? With Save the Children, feeding kids in communities like some right here. And certainly all along Appalachia from West Virginia all the way down to Eastern Tennessee and throughout the United States, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day, along with books and school supplies and good old-fashioned social distance style love. That's what you're providing today. And just looking outside ourselves is refreshing. Turn the news off and do something good for once. I know it's an obsession of ours, isn't it? Watch it like a train wreck. 888-884-4836. Call now. 888-884-4836.
Dr. Robert Jeffress has never been one to back down. Instead of running away from tough issues, Dr. Jeffress accepts the challenge head on.
The way you preserve, the way you influence your culture is not becoming like the culture. It's by living in a distinctive way from the culture.
Hear what bold biblical teaching is all about. Listen to Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress weekdays on its new time at 7 p.m. here on Life-Changing Talk Radio 105.1 FM WAVA.
I've been searching for ways to grow deeper in my faith and strengthen my daily walk, and I found it at crosswalk.com. From Bible study tools to Christian living articles, devotionals, movie reviews, to marriage and finance articles, well, you get the idea. Crosswalk.com also has a great online community of Christians just like me. With everything just a click away, it's like having a trusted friend, teacher, and mentor right here at my desk every day.
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of Life-Changing Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com. Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
This just in, death, destruction, and violence. Film at 11.
Come on, is all the news really bad? How about some good news in your daily routine? You'll find it when you log on to Christianity.com. They've got great devotionals, terrific Bible study tools, quizzes, and links to the day's most inspiring stories from around the web. Get good news every day when you set your homepage to Christianity.com. Make a difference in your internet life. Christianity.com.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Just because you have in church don't mean Jesus is in the sanctuary.
Dr. Tony Evans says the Lord knows when we're not being authentic, no matter how together we appear on the outside.
You got the look, but you don't have the reality. And the worst part about it is you don't even know it.
Listening to Jesus through his messages in Revelation, all this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Number to call with your gift of any amount in our Save the Children campaign, 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. All set up for you online. You can click on the Save the Children banner. It'll take you where you need to go, or just go to WAVA.com and enter the keyword children. That'll get you there as well. $100 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for 10 days. Wow. Imagine, Scott, imagine. Scott Wilder, of course, with me, representing Save the Children. Imagine feeding our kids at for 10 days with $100.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? And fortunately, after all the years of being around for over 100 years, and certainly in some of the counties in the United States for more than 80 years, we have great relationships with all manner of people, both inside the school districts and outside, food providers, different ways to cut costs. And so we're excited about the opportunity to make your dollar go really far today, to have it be that $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child, and $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. So today is a chance to do that, and I hope that you will join us in doing that and won't be shy about doing that. You know, I think that I've said before that this COVID-19 thing, and that's what we're doing right now, the whole reason we're talking about this is for COVID-19 emergency relief. Because these are school children who otherwise would get their breakfast, lunch programs at school, and they can't do that with summer school canceled. And so we're standing in the gap, giving you the opportunity to stand in the gap. And so we just want you to have every opportunity to come alongside someone and say, you know what, I'm going to do it. There's so many negative things in the world right now, so many negative things in the news right now. It's so easy to make a noise or to make a splash, but I want to make a difference, even quietly. I just want to pick up the phone, call the number, and provide that for a child today who otherwise would not have it. And by the way, you're not just providing food for a child. You're also rescuing a desperate parent. God trusts us to be his hands and feet. That is what the blessings to us tell us. That is evidence that he not just loves us, but trusts us to be his hands and feet. That's what we get a chance to do together today. So would you make sure that we don't have those blessings simply flow to us, but that we will have those blessings flow through us when you make that phone call today at 888-884-4836 or online at WAVA. I think it's one way to really let a kid be a kid. Yeah. Our kids are growing up so fast these days. Our daughters are young ladies before maybe they even should be. Our young men, certainly lots of distracting things to propel them into adolescence. Wouldn't it be something if we could take care of these meals and let a kid be a kid today? Let them not worry about where their food is going to come from. Not be apologetic to their parent. I'm sorry, Mom, I'm hungry. Can you imagine what we are taking away from children by putting a child in that situation? You can take that away right now with your gift. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or go online to WAVA.com.
And no gift is too large, obviously. None is too small. $10 or $10,000. Yes, we could use anything that you can provide. If it's a $50 gift, $100 gift, $500 gift, you know what you can do. You know what the Lord's saying to you. Make the call right now, would you? Thank you so much for spending this hour with us.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900.
Family Life Today with Bob Lapine and David and Ann Wilson is heard weekdays at 7:30 a.m. on 105.1 FM.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.